My brother got so upset because he lost his stuffed animal. He's way too old to have that thing. It's embarrassing.
I used to have a special stuffed bear too, and I never wanted to lose him either. Have you ever lost something that was important to you? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. If you've ever lost something, it makes you pretty sad and worried, doesn't it? Well, that's how God feels about the people in the world who haven't believed in Him yet. He wants them to be found, and they can only do that by trusting in Him. As a matter of fact, that's the whole reason Jesus came into the world. Just listen to Luke chapter 19, verse 10. It says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." Our story today is called Lost and Found. Zach ran frantically down the stairs. "Has anyone seen Mr. Bunny?" he cried. "I can't find him anywhere." "I'm sure he's around here somewhere, Zach," said Mom. "Have you looked in your closet?" "Yes," said Zach. "I've looked in my room and closet and in Haley's room, too. I just don't know where he could be." "Try checking in the living room, and Haley and I will check the other rooms downstairs," Mom said. Zach sped off to the living room. "But Mom," said Haley, "Zach is getting too old to be worrying about a raggedy stuffed animal. It's embarrassing that he takes Mr. Bunny to school with him." Mom bent to look under the kitchen table. "Remember, Haley, that Zach finds comfort in having familiar things around him. He gets anxious about going to school, and just knowing that Mr. Bunny is in his backpack helps calm him down." "I get it, Mom. I'll help look for Mr. Bunny." Haley headed to the laundry room. "I found him," Haley called a minute later. "He was hiding in the laundry basket under some of Zach's clothes." "Oh, thank you," cried Zach, and he gave Mr. Bunny a big hug. Mom smiled. "I'm so glad we found Mr. Bunny. It's amazing how much joy we feel when we find something important to us that has been lost. Do you remember the stories of the lost sheep and lost coin in the Bible?" "Yeah," said Haley. "The shepherd looked all over for the lost sheep, and when he found him, he called all his friends and neighbors over for a party to celebrate. And the lady did the same thing when she found her lost coin." "That's right," said Mom. "But the most important part of those stories is that they illustrate how much joy there is in heaven when someone comes to trust in Jesus. And just like Zach didn't give up looking for Mr. Bunny, God will never give up on us. Jesus came to earth to rescue us when we were lost in sin, and when we are found, God rejoices over us." "I'm so happy about that," said Zach, "and I'm so happy I found Mr. Bunny." Well, what about you? Have you ever lost something that was special to you? How did you feel when you lost it? Did you keep searching and searching until you found it? Remember that you are very special to God. He loves you and sent His Son Jesus to save you from being lost. No matter what you've done, He wants you to come to Him. He is seeking you. So trust in Jesus so that you can be found. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Luke 19:10.
"For the Son of Man, Jesus, came to seek and save those who are lost."
And our key thought for today, God seeks and rejoices over us. Looking forward to Christmas? Tick off the days with Keys for Kids Radio's Advent cards. Starting December 1st, find each day's Christmas story on the Advent card. Talk with your family through the questions and ask God to help you apply the verse to your life. Count down to Christmas with Keys for Kids Radio Advent cards at keysforkids.net and tap Countdown in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.